We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos and Shin Chav Ches. We're in the middle of Sif Dalet. Says the Machaber, Aval Kesha Yodim Umakirim Bosocholi Shemamtim Vein Tzar Chilol. If you see that this sickness is a sickness that everyone knows, or the doctor knows, that if you are not Machal Shabbos for it, if you wait until after Shabbos to heal the person, they will be fine. Aser l'chalal of afal pishi makashal chalal. Then even though it is a makashal chalal, which normally we would be machal Shabbos for, since you know that you do not need to do this, and he will be fine even if you wait till after Shabbos, you are not allowed to be machal Shabbos for that situation. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has an interesting heter, where if you know that right now you don't really need any medicine. However, you know that if you wait and you do not take the medicine right now, then you will get sick later, then you can take the medicine right now. So preventative medicine would be okay. So for example, I assume, if one feels a slight headache right now, and they know that if they don't take Advil right now, the headache is going to get worse, and then they will have to lay in bed, and they will be in a situation where they would be permitted to take Advil, so then you could take Advil now to prevent the headache from getting worse. Obviously, it must be a situation where you know for sure that you are going to come to the state where you would be allowed to take that medicine. However, in such a situation where you know that you would be allowed to take such medicine. However, if it is only a suffix, then even Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you are not allowed to take it, only if you know for sure. A similar situation comes up with someone who has asthma, that they know that if they go to shul, they will have to take medicine, they will have to use their inhaler in order to make sure that they don't get sick from the asthma. So Rav Moshe says that you are allowed to go to shul, even though you know you will be put in a situation where you will have to take medicine, you are allowed to put yourself in such a situation. We don't say you can't go to shul such that you will not have to take medicine. Could be that this is a special case because maybe there is some sort of chiyuv d'oraisa to hear laning on Shabbos. It's definitely a chiyuv d'rabbanan to hear laning, to daven b'tzibur, etc. So maybe stam to go for a walk we wouldn't say is okay, but specifically to go to shul, Rav Moshe Feinstein says is okay, even though you know that you will have to take medicine now. Siv hey, maka she'ena shel chalal, if it is a damage that is not on the inside. Nishalom bebakiu b'chole. Ve'imachalom Shabbos at sheyomer echam ayam shuutzarech l'chilo, o sheyasa eitzalecham ayam sakanas ufashos. You ask the doctor, and you ask the chole, do you think that his life is in danger? If they say yes, then you can be machal. If not, then you can't. If it is the suffix, then you can also, because we are machal Shabbos for suffix sakana. However, Chazanish says that even though we said that if you know that you're going to get sick, you could take the medicine, if it's only a suffix that you might become a case of pikuach nefesh, then you can't be mechalel. Only if right now it is suffix pikuach nefesh, but as a suffix, if it will become pikuach nefesh, then you cannot do so. Sivav, makashal gava yad v'gava regel v'chemisha bala aluka v'chemisha nashachal kelev shota oecha mizochale afar hamamisim afilu suffik imimisim lav harehim kamaka shel chalal. If you have a maka which is on the back of your hand or the back of your leg, or if you swallowed a leech of some sort, or you were bit by a wild dog, or you swallowed some sort of insect of some sort, or a snake that is poisonous, even if it's a suffix, whether that snake is a poisonous snake or not, that is considered to be a makah shel chalal, and you could be machal Shabbos for those as well. Siv zayin, machal and Shabbos, al kol makah shenaseis machmas barzel, v'al shchin haba b'piyat habas, v'al simta, v'u nirkra b'laz, v'al mi sheyesh bo kadach hascham b'yoser o im simur. More examples of things which are machal Shabbos for, which apparently are all examples of things where the doctor or the chola knows that he is in a sakana or a suffix sakana sanfasho situation. It's interesting to note the poskim discussed that last point of kadachas cham biyoser, if one has a very high fever. So how do you define what a high fever is? What is a dangerous fever? Obviously, in different times, they were defining different things. Rav Moshe has a shear of 102, some say 103, some say 104. Etc. When are you really considered a cholash yesh basakana that we will be machal al Shabbos on a deoraisa for? One should obviously consult a posek as to what degree it needs to hit in order to be considered a high fever. Sivches misha achzo dam makizan oso afilu holech al raglav va'afilu biyom rishon. If one has what Rav Nissen Karelitz says is high blood pressure nowadays, whatever achzo dam means. So if one has high blood pressure, what they used to do was they used to do bloodletting for them in order to heal them. So you're allowed to do the bloodletting for them, even if they are walking around. And the reason is because apparently they knew that achizas dam was a case of a suffix sakana that we would be allowed to be mechal Shabbos for.